Yes, so we actually had a writing session. First, it was Tyler and Hillary and I kind of starting a few different things. And I went home that night. We kind of hadn't really landed on anything we loved. And Tyler and Hillary ended up hanging out at, pretty sure, drinking some wine, because then they sent me this voice note of this song with this, like, Hillary playing this beat and la 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 la. Just, like, super, you know, laid back, sexy beat.
Uh-huh.
And this kind of this idea, too, that just you're giving everything of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically. Was just such a, I love that. I love it in the teen angst, like the world's ending Romeo and Juliet way, and I love it in the very adult, you know, now I know what it means to fully love someone and fully, you know, who I am that I'm giving to someone. So it's really, I really love that. We went in the next day, and Jeff Basker as well, and we all sat down and wrote the song, and I remember kind of blushing a little bit because, as you kind of write these, like, you know, in the backseat type, you know, lyrics, for some reason, women, it's not as normalized to talk about sex, even though, you know, even though guys are singing the same lyrics and, you know, pretty much every other song you're hearing on the
radio.
Right, for some reason, for women, it, you know, and I had this moment, like, why am I embarrassed? And I kind of thought back to my grandmother who gave me the sex talk when I was like 12. And she said, Cameron Marvel, because her name's Marvel, mine and Liz Marvel. Cameron Marvel, sex is like a milkshake. And once you have it, you're always going to want it. It was so funny because she's like a grandma and you think she'd be the most prude of everybody. But no, she owned that was her, like, her love, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's something that I was like, yes, if my grandma can own this, I can own this. Like, this is something that I love and, like, the way I show love, and this should be something that women should be more than comfortable and allowed to be singing about anyways. So I kind of had to get out of my own head on that one a little bit. But once I did, I was really glad because I played it live. I played it with on the Sam Smith tour.
Right.
And people responded so well to it. So I'm really excited. And that's, yeah, it kind of opened up the door for the video to be kind of sexy too. So I'm really, really glad that I made my peace with that.